USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Critics are complaining about the amount of executive orders penned by President Biden. In fact, he's far exceeded Presidents Trump, Obama, Clinton, and both Bushes combined. Biden defends his actions.
I want to make it clear, there's a lot of talk with good reason about the number of executive orders that I've signed. I'm not making new law. I'm eliminating bad policy. What I'm doing is taking on the issues that 99% of them that the president, the last president of the United States, issued executive orders I felt were very counterproductive to our security, counterproductive to who we are as a country, particularly in the area of immigration. This is about how America is safer, stronger, more prosperous when we have a fair, orderly, and humane legal immigration system.
President Biden is averaging two orders a day since taking office. USA Radio News.
This is sponsored by IBM. Patenting new inventions is an important part of innovation. In 2020, IBM received more than 9,000 U.S. patents across key technology fields, making IBM the top recipient of U.S. patents for the 28th year in a row. As many companies use quantum computing to tackle challenges in industries like energy and financial services, IBM remained the leader in quantum computing patents obtained. IBM inventors patented technology to help businesses scale their use of AI and received more than 3,000 patents related to cloud and hybrid technologies. Jeff Welzer, Vice President of IBM Research, says,
since 1920, IBM has received more than 150,000 U.S. patents and played a crucial role in innovations ranging from magnetic storage to laser eye surgery. IBM's culture of scientific research is integral to the company's ability to develop technologies that matter to our clients, our communities, and to the world.
To learn more, visit research.ibm.com.
We're getting more details from Tuesday's killing of two FBI agents in Sunrise, Florida. Chris Sproles, a Republican Florida House Speaker, tells Fox News what he knows.
You saw the FBI agents went to serve a search warrant on a child pornography case to protect children in our state, to protect children nationally. It looks like the gunman was in his house looking through the camera at his front door, opened fire on the officers, I believe killing the two, and then I think injuring three others. Certainly one of the darkest days in the history of the FBI and a terrible day for our state. We've been praying for the officers' family. It's a terrible day for us here in Florida.
The suspect was also killed in the exchange of gunfire. World Health Organization investigators on Wednesday visited a research center in the Chinese city of Wuhan, most experts believe is the origins of the coronavirus. The visit to Wuhan Institute of Virology is a search for clues as to where the virus originated and how it spread. The team left after 3 hours without speaking to waiting journalists. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
Born in a modest house in Caldwell, New Jersey on March 18, 1837, Stephen Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president of the United States, the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms. President Trump would be the second such person if he decides to run again in 2024. Democrats appear to be pushing forward with a formal impeachment in order to avoid Trump in the future.
The legal team for former President Donald Trump formally responded to the article of impeachment against him on Tuesday, calling the process to impeach an official who is out of office unconstitutional. In their brief, the president's lawyers deny that Trump incited the riots at the Capitol building on January 6th. That trial is set to begin next week. Senator Lindsey Graham is calling on the Senate Democrats to get the trial over with as quickly as possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that they know there aren't enough votes to convict the former president.
So the question for the country and the Democratic Party is, how much pain are you going to put us through until we get to a verdict of acquittal? If you want to call one witness, my friend, to my Democratic colleagues, you're going to have a lot of witnesses. You're going to stop the trial for weeks and months. And for what purpose? I'm urging you to allow this trial to get over as quickly as possible when it's clear there's not enough votes to convict the president. And that will happen on day one.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first impeachment against President Trump ended on February 5th, 2020, when the Senate acquitted President Trump on all counts. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.